Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Are we here? Hello? Not sure if anybody can hear me, but I'm going to try to log back in. I can't hear anyone else, so hold on. Hello? Hello? Oh my goodness. Oh, goodness. Hello, world. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but if you can, we're obviously having a little bit of technical difficulties. Give us a few minutes. We're working it out here. We are trying to get this figured out. I'm not sure what's going on with whether it's Blog Talk's connection or my connection or who knows. But we're working on it. So I'm talking to you as if you can hear me. I hope you can. But we're working it out here. Give us just a few minutes to kind of figure out what is going on. So Teddy's phone is having a connection error. Let me see. I'm going to disconnect and reconnect real quick. Please don't go anywhere. We are excited about this show, so give us just a minute to see if we can work this out, okay? Okay, I am back. I think my connection is working. We are just waiting. Oh, excuse me, I have some hiccups. Just waiting on Teddy. Obviously, I can't see the message board right now. He has that on his phone. So bear with me, guys. I'm trying to make this work here.
Hello.
Oh, yay.
Wow, that was kind
okay.
Of
easy. All right.
So
well,
a bunch
we
of
have
people.
Yes.
16 million people listening. And they're
hello,
asking
16
us
million.
To just answer questions for them the whole time.
Okay.
And the first question is, what do we use sex for? Which is funny, we've had some pretty good discussion.
Yes. Hello? Okay, could you repeat what you said? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you on my connection. Was weird.
The first question is, what do you use sex for?
Oh, this is something that we talk about pretty regularly, actually. I think for me, it's definitely like it's a connection thing. Rarely, if ever, is it physical. I don't look at it as just the physical release of it all. Maybe I should more, I don't know. But we use it as a kind of a way to share our souls with each other. Is that good, babe?
Yeah, just disclaimer, this is about to get real sensitive. But I see sex as a way to enter someone's soul, basically. And so, for me, her finishing on me is kind of giving her, probably giving me a part of her. And me finishing in her is me putting some of me in them. That's how some of sex is for everybody, you know. Not all of you use it in that manner, but I kind of feel like that's what the purpose of sex is as a whole. They like that answer, right?
Oh, good.
It says, is this man really this sexual and that's what he believes?
Yes, that's really true.
I am not a regular guy, I guess, at all. Like, the more we discuss, like, what happened in the pre-dating lives of me, is not who I am at all. We just had this discussion earlier today, too. I like that she keeps me, if that is understandable. I like her being my woman. It's not like a burden to me where I feel like I have a ball and chain or anything of that nature. How did you know that you loved Teddy?
How did I know that I loved him?
You heard me speak. I'm just playing. Go ahead, I'm sorry, but I'm joking.
I would say they're really. We kind of went from 0 to 100 in that field. Like, there was no middle ground, really. It was like we were kind of really cool, and then all of a sudden, totally in love. Like, there was no middle. There wasn't like a time where we were dating and there was questions. It was just we met and then we were together. That's how that went. And I don't think either one of us ever had the moment where we like questioned. I mean, we
salt together either ever. There was no salt togetherness.
No.
No, that's my lady. Like, from the get, it was really weird. Like, and there's a lot of things that really have us connected that aren't, like, I mean, like, actual talking and things like that. The things that we've been through in life and just things in general that kind of draw. Like, she says on here a lot that I'm a person mentally. Like, all those sort of things, like, the things there to draw us to each other. And so that's how, for however long, we stayed that strong with each other without worrying about sex at all. Phone is so hot.
Yeah, We're not going anywhere, you guys, but it sounds like Blog Talk is trying to stop our show in 60 seconds. I don't
good.
Plan on hanging up. Huh?
You sound good.
So just know that we're not going anywhere. Just hang with us and we'll stay with you here. Yeah, so for us it was just knowing that I loved him was pretty quick and fast and crazy. What's the next question?
Do you guys believe there's different types of love? Like romantic, sexual love, all the different types.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think that there are differences. Like, I definitely love him different than I love my children. So, yeah.
I do believe in types. The next part of that question is which type of love do we think is most important? And I would say a passionate love kind of like is the most important part of me. And I don't mean sexual when I'm saying passionate. I mean like I wake up wanting to fight for her as a thing. So I'm talking about true passions for something like the burning desire to get something accomplished. I think that's the most important type of love.
What's the next question?
What's the main thing about love that scares you?
That is an interesting question because I am scared of everything. So, no. I think
I will preference her answer by saying she was a little scared of a lot of stuff. So when she said this question, she told me the truth and she was nervous a lot.
Yeah. I think it's like loving someone wholeheartedly, right, or unconditionally is scary because it's a huge you. You're giving away a huge part of who you are, right? And there's this fear of the unknown, and the fear is the person gonna protect you the way that you would protect yourself if you give that part of your heart away. And there's a lot of fear in that. But it's funny that I'm kind of not a control freak, but kind of a lot of a control freak, all in the same person. And so, not having control of every aspect of things sometimes gives me some anxiety and stress and fear. So that probably is what I would go with for that answer.
And me, I don't really do fear. I think fear is a sign of weakness, so I try to stay away from it. I don't find fear in love. I feel like there's comfort and protection and stuff in love, mainly. I will say, though, that it was a little different because I came into this with protection, too, so she was coming in, like, with no backing sort of thing, so it makes it a little different in that aspect. Do you believe in love at first sight? Hello?
Yeah, I was contemplating. Yes. Oh, that's hard. Yes and no. I believe in a huge connection at first sight. Do I believe that you fully love that person and understand what that means and the depth of all of it? Probably not. But yes and no.
I probably agree with your answer a lot. I mean, if we're being honest, the first time we met, I kind of knew there was something there that was going to have us there for a while. Like in the first conversation, I kind of mentioned when I was going to eat her out later. Not as if like we had planned it or anything, but I was telling her down the road when we got there to that point. And in that, I was really trying to say that we're going to get to that point. And so I don't think that it was like love, but it was very much a really good liking. And we had talked like forever before we got to the meeting because someone kept canceling all the times we were supposed to meet. So since there were like 8 times before we were ever
I don't
supposed
know
to
who
meet,
does that.
it wasn't me, but somebody that was in the meeting there. So you gotta take a guess who it was. But anyway, so I that.
How is everyone doing good out there in the world? Hello? Hello?